Hello everyone, how are we all doing today? You're welcome to another episode on PSD Experience. It is my prayer that the Lord will bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we give you praise, we give you all the adoration. Thank you for a time as this. We pray as that as we enter into your word, as we look into your word, our life will be blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let me start by saying this, that we are all product of our mentality. Every one of us on earth, we are all the product of our mentality. Our mentality determines how we see life, how we value life, how we behave in life, how we react to things, the kind of things we do, the kind of things we say. It's all dependent on our mentality. This is what brings me to what I will be talking about today, which I titled The Victor Mentality Syndrome, a Destiny Fulfilling Mindset. Victor Mentality Syndrome, a Destiny Fulfilling Mindset. I got this topic from the story of the 12 spies that were sent to spy the land of Canaan by Moses in the book of Numbers chapter 13 verse 14. It's a popular scripture right from while we were in the children class. We've been hearing this story, and I know so many of us out there have been hearing this story, or we have heard the story over and over again. However, I feel like I should say something about these 12 spies, and I will be picking one part of the 12 spies, because out of the 12 spies that were sent, we have two categories of spies. We have the victim mentality syndrome oriented spies, and we have the victor mentality oriented spies. So for this episode, I'll be sharing with us on the victor mentality syndrome spies. So I titled it Victor Mentality Syndrome, a Destiny Fulfilling Mindset. Okay, so let's go into the deep. The story of the 12 spies in this book of Numbers chapter 13 verse 14 is a vivid demonstration of the difference between a victim mentality and a victor mentality. This particular story of these 12 spies is a demonstration of the difference between victim mentality and a victor mentality. And don't forget what I said when we started. I said we are all product of our mindset. So, are you a victim mentality syndrome oriented person, or are you a victor mentality syndrome oriented person? The question is just to answer. As I was saying, I said this story of these 12 spies in Numbers chapter 13 to 14 is a vivid demonstration of the difference between a victim mentality and a victor mentality. You can actually see it in that story. 12 spies were sent out. 10 came back, saying the land is good. However, these people are giants, and they will trample on us. We are like grasshopper in their presence. While just 2 out of the 10 said, "Oh, okay, this land is good. We can inhabit this land, and we can conquer them." You can see the difference. Then what made them different? What makes the 10 different from the 12? It is basically the mentality of the 2. The mentality of the 2. So while 10 spies were overwhelmed by fear and negativity, one of the things that makes people a kind of that made victim mentality syndrome oriented person is can be traced to fear and negativity. Fear and negativity. And we can see this in the lives of these 10 spies. Out of the 12, 10 were overwhelmed by fear and negativity. Why just 2, Caleb and Joshua, displayed the mindset of victors? They displayed the mindset of victors. This mindset of victor is anchored in faith and trust in God's promises. The victor mentality syndrome that Joshua and Caleb displayed was anchored in faith and trust in God's promises. They believe in the word of the Lord that they have heard from Moses, that they have heard from their father, from their forefather. They say, okay, we are going to the land of Canaan to possess it. They trusted the word. They believed the word. So their victor mentality syndrome didn't just come from anywhere or anyhow. It came as a result of faith and trust in God's promises. So a victor mentality is essential for fulfilling one's God's given destiny. If you want to fulfill your God's given destiny, you have to move around with a victor mentality syndrome or a victor mentality. You have to move around with a victor mentality. You cannot move around with a victim mentality and you think you will fulfill your God's given destiny. It is impossible. Because when challenges of life comes at you, you will freak out. You become a victim. Instead of you to face it squarely, to face it based on God's, based on your trust in God's words and promises, you will become fearful. You will become overwhelmed with fear. You will become overwhelmed with negativity. And you won't be able to fulfill your God's given destiny. So, a victor mentality is essential for fulfilling one's God's given destiny because it focuses on possibility. Victor mentality, it focuses on possibilities. It focuses on possibilities. It doesn't see impossibilities. And when it comes to we as believers, fulfilling God's given destinies for our lives, for our family, in our career, in our business, in anything we do, I am telling you, if you still believe there is something impossible, there is every possibility that you cannot fulfill your God's given destiny. But when you see everything as possible, because even our God is a God of possibility, there is no impossibility with our God. There is no impossibility with our God. Our God is always there. He's a possibility God. Possibility God. He's a God that is equipped with possibilities. So, a victor mentality is essential for fulfilling one's God's given destiny because it focuses on possibilities, take bold steps, and seize challenges as opportunities for divine intervention. My spiritual father once said, he said, every resounding victory is as a result of divine intervention. So for us to have a victor mentality, there must be divine intervention. So what is a victor mentality? What is the mindset of a victor mentality oriented person? What is their mindset? Number one mindset of a victor mentality oriented person is that they believe in God's promises. A victor mentality mindset is that it believes in God's promises. It trusts in God's words no matter how impossible the situation looks like. A victor mentality mindset believes in God's promises. You can see the story of in that particular Numbers chapter 13 and 14, you can see how Joshua and Caleb displayed their belief in God's promises. The Lord had told them through Moses that you are going to this particular land, you are going to the land of Canaan to inhabit the place too, and people are already there. So definitely they know that they are going to be faced with challenges, but they believe in the promises of the Lord that told them that you are going to take over the land. They trust in God's words, no matter how impossible the situation looks like. So in fulfilling our God's given destiny, definitely we are going to be faced with impossible situations. However, in that impossibility, we don't see it as impossibility situations because we know that with our God, all things is possible. All things can be done with our God. So the number one mentality or the number one mindset of a victor mentality is that it believes in God's promises, it trusts in God's words no matter how impossible the situation may look like. Number two, a victor mentality mindset seize opportunities and challenges. A victor mentality mindset sees opportunities and challenges. It focuses on the potential for victory rather than the size of the obstacles. That is the difference, or that was the difference between the 10 spies and the 2 spies. The 10 spies, they saw challenges. They didn't see opportunities for greatness. They didn't see opportunities to be heard. They didn't see opportunities to become great. They didn't see opportunity to become higher. They only saw challenges. But Joshua and Caleb, they saw challenges and they saw opportunity to be an overcomer. To become an hero, they saw an opportunity in the challenges of the land of Canaan. The other 10 says that we are like grasshopper. But they said, we can conquer these people. We can take over this land. So they saw an opportunity in challenges. So this mindset, it focuses on the potential for victory rather than the size of the obstacles. This mindset that we are talking about, that is the victor mentality mindset. It focuses on potential for victory rather than the size of the obstacles. So no matter how the obstacle, no matter how big your obstacle is, focus on the potential for victory. Focus on victory. Jesus has already given you the victory. The scripture says, thanks be to God who has given us victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. We have been given victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. So we focus on the potential for victory rather than the size of our obstacles. So if you are still out there, if you are seeing your obstacle bigger than your assurance of victory, then as a believer, you have a whole lot to do. You still have a whole lot to do. You must focus on the potential for victory rather than the size of the obstacle. That is the mindset of a victor mentality oriented person. Number three, the mindset of a victor mentality person, oriented person, takes action with boldness. It is driven by faith and courage to move forward. They don't have the time to be looking backward. They don't have this time for, even when there is a setback, they don't have the time to look at the setback. They are always there. They are always driven by faith and the courage to move forward. They just want to move forward. Way forward is their own terminology. Way forward is their motto. In their dictionary, it's just way forward. No time for setback. No time for looking backward. So if you want to be a victor, you must have this mindset as a victor mentality oriented person. Number one, you must believe in God's promises. You must see opportunities and challenges. And you must take action with boldness. With these three mindsets, I tell you, victory is sure. Your victory is sure, and it's going to be a resounding victory in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, one of the lessons we learned from the story of this courageous, victory mentality oriented spouse is that they have faith in God's promises. Caleb and Joshua believed God could deliver the promised land into their hands despite the giant. In that Numbers chapter 13 verse 30, Numbers 13:30, they said, "We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it." They believed so much that they can do it. They had faith in God's promises. So a victor mentality always hold on God's words, no matter how daunting the challenges appear, no matter how big the challenges appear. Victor mentality always hold on to God's words. Number two lesson that we learn from Joshua and Caleb is that they have a positive perspective. What makes them different from the 10 other spies is because they have positive perspective. While the 10 spies saw themselves as grasshoppers, Caleb and Joshua saw themselves as conquerors through God's power. In Numbers chapter 14 verse 8, we can see that they said, "If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into the land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and we give it to us." So they have positive perspective, as much as the 10 other spies had negative perspective. So a victor mentality focuses on what God can do, not on personal limitations or the size of the enemy. Then number three lesson we can learn from Joshua and Caleb as a victor mentality oriented person is that they had courage to stand alone. So in being victor, in having this victor mindset, there are times that you just have to stand alone. So Caleb and Joshua stood firm in their faith, even when the majority opposed them. They refused to conform to the fear and negativity of the other spies. Do not rebel. That is Numbers chapter 14, verse 9. They said, do not rebel against the Lord, and do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will devour them. They have a strong, they have a very courageous mind to stand alone. They stand against, they stood against the 10 other spies that saw themselves as grasshopper. And it is my prayer that the Lord will give us courage in the name of the Lord Jesus. So a victor mentality is willing to stand for truth and faith in the face of opposition. The Lord bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus. May we not become the victim. May we always be victorious in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you so very much. I remain your host, Pastor Stephen Dairo, PSD. Join us on another episode. God bless you.